USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With COVID-19 cases surging, just as students are about to return from Christmas break, dozens of colleges are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so of the semester, and some warn it could stretch longer if the wave of infection doesn't subside soon. This, as Dr. Jill Garipoli Petalino tells CNN, it's key for elementary age school students and high school students to be back in the classroom.
And if you think about it, these families want their children to go back. They need them for the children's physical and academic and mental health to go back. The parents need to go back to work, so there's a lot of variables here.
Three people are feared dead after a wildfire swept through a Colorado suburb, the fire north of Denver destroying homes this week and burning over 6,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day, because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.